Welcome, we're in Maseches Tainis, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, about four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ba'amr lo Rav Nachman lo Rav Yitzchak. Says Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, Ma dichsiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk when it says, Uve'achas, and with one, Yivaru v'yichsalu musar havalim eitzhu. They are completely empty and ridiculous, and it's a musar, it's a rebuke, havalim of hevel, of nothingness, Eitzu, it's like a stone. It's like a piece of wood. So Amar Lei, so says Rabbi Yitzchak, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Achas hi shima ve'eres rishayim b'gehenim. The pasuk is teaching us that there is one aveira that forces the rishayim to be burned in Gehenim. Mayhi, and what aveira is that? Avodah Zarah, the aveira of idolatry. Ksiv hacha, because it says here, Musar havolim eitzu, that the musar of havolim, the rebuke of things that are empty, eitzu, is like wooden, v'ksiv hasam, and it says in another pasuk, hevel hema masei tatuim, that they are like hevel, they're like emptiness, the works of tatuim, of delusion. So you see the word hevel refers to avodah zarah, and in connecting these two psukim, you see that through engaging in avodah zarah, the consequences are extraordinary. So, va'amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. So says Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak, my dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says kishtayim ra'os asa imi, that my people kishtayim ra'os asa imi, my nation has committed two ra'os, two evil things they've done to me. Tartin hu dehavu. Were there only two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was complaining about at the time that Klal Yisrael was immersed in Avodah Zarah and many other chatoim as well? Esrin v'arba shvikuluhu. There are actually 24 chatoim that were committed by the people in that door. Rashi says this may refer to the 24 books of Nach. So says the Gemara that rebuke the Jewish people to do the right thing, that they were rejecting virtually every element of expectations of Torah. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak answered him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Achas shehi shekula kishtayim. It's one chait that's equal to two. Umay nihu. And what is that? Avodah Zarah. First Avodah Zarah. Dechsev, as it says, kishtayim ra'os asa imi. Because my people have done two things wrong. Osi ozvu mekor mayim chayim. They left me, they abandoned me. I am the mekor mayim chayim, the source of living water. Lachtzov lohem ba'oros ba'oros nishbarim. And they did that to dig for themselves pits and pits that are themselves broken. So the Mefarshim say that what this means is that when we divert ourselves from worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu and engage in the world of Avodah Zarah, two things happen. Number one, we abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, we abandon Him in deference to something that in itself is incredibly empty. So it's one thing to just walk away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a sort of spiritual neutrality. We're going to do nothing. We're going to be atheists. We're not going to think about God anymore. We're just going to immerse ourselves in our own lives, and we're not going to consider the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. But to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Avodah Zarah, to leave a life of connection to Hashem and immerse yourself in devotion to something that itself is empty, so that is, emphasizes the rebellion in an even greater degree. And the Gemara says, V'ksiv behu, as it says with regards to the people that are mentioned in the previous psukim, ki ivdu iye kasiyim v'ra'u, that if you go to the places of kasiyim and you will see, v'kedar shilchu v'izbonenu me'od, or you go to Kedar and you think about it a lot, ha'hemir goy elokim v'hema lo elohim, that you have a people that has completely changed their gods, even though they themselves are not gods. V'ami hemer kivodo below yo'il. Yet my people, Klal Yisrael, has given up the glory of being a nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu below yo'il for something that has absolutely no benefit at all. Tana, as we learned, Kusim ovdim la'esh, v'kedarim ovdim la'mayim. The kusim, they worshipped fire. And the kedarim, the kedrayim, they worshipped water. V'afal pishi yodim shamayim mechab minis la'esh. And even though we know that water puts out fire, lo'i miru Eloheim, they have not changed their God. V'ami heimir kivodo below yo'il. Yet my people, my nation, has changed its God for something that has absolutely no benefit whatsoever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the Avodah Zarah committed by Klal Yisrael is not only as Klal Yisrael rejected and abandoned the Ribbono Shel Olam, but they have done it for a worship that is of no significance at all. But Amar Le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, "My dichsiv, what does it mean when it says Vayhi Kasher Zaken Shmuel?" That it came to be that Shmuel was very old. Umisiv Shmuel Kulihai. Was Shmuel really so old? Bar Chamish Mushtayim Ava. He was only 52 years old when he passed away. To Omar Maris, we learned in a Braisa, Meis B'Chamish Mushtayim Shana. If one dies at 52 years, Zem Yisav So Shel Shmuel Haramasi. That is actually what we call a death of Shmuel Haramasi. So he's 52. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak says back to him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Zikna kafza olaf. The zikna, old age, jumped upon Shmuel, came to him suddenly. Why did it come to him suddenly? Meaning his external indications of aging happened right away. Dechsiv, because it says that nichamti kim lachti yishol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got to a point where he regretted having made Shol the king. Nichamti. So it's often said that the word nichamti doesn't mean regret in the way human beings experience regret. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't experience the emotion of regret, but nichamti, nechama, the situation has changed. The situation requires a new reaction. Nichamti. We have to accept the new reality here. The new reality here is that based on his bechira, things have developed in a manner that are inconsistent with where the Ribbono Shel Olam sees the world going and sees Klal Yisrael going. And so therefore, Amar Lefanav, so Shmuel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shekaltani kimoshe v'Aaron, you equated me with Moshe and Aaron, it says in the Pasuk, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav, Shmuel b'Kore Shemo, that Moshe and Aaron were like Kohanim, and Shmuel was one of the Kore Shemo, the one who calls Hashem's name, Ma Moshe v'Aaron lo batlu ma'aseh yedei b'chayehem, just as Moshe and Aaron did not have to have their Talmud take over before they disappeared, that basically they left and then Yoshua came, lo batlu ma'aseh yedeihem b'chayehem, they weren't cut short in their role of the leadership of the Jewish people in deference to the succession for Yoshua. Afani lo yisbatel ma'aseh yedeihem b'chayehem, I also don't want my role in Klal Yisrael to be cut short so that the next king could take over. I was very involved in appointing Shaul, and for him to die while I am still alive, so that to some degree that takes me out of the stature as compared to Moshe and Aaron, someone who gets to sort of see his leadership through. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hei Chiyavid, so what am I supposed to do? Leimu Shmuel, I should have Shmuel die. Lo Kashavik, Leimu Shol, I should have Shol die. Lo Kashavik Shmuel. Shmuel saying he's protesting. Leimu Shmuel, Ad Tusar, Ad Zutar, if I let Shmuel die young, so, and then I could just allow Shol to die, and then we could move forward. Mirane Abasre, then people will say that something was wrong with Shmuel, and that's why this happened. Lo Leimu Shol, Lo Leimu Shmuel. If I have neither Shol or Shmuel die, Kvar Yigia Malchus David, the time for Malchus David has come. Ve Malchus Nagas B'Chaverta, Afilu Kamoli Nima. And one Malchus cannot overtake another Malchus by even a hair breath. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Akbis Alav Zikna. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make Shmuel age prematurely. And if I do that, Kafza Alav Zikna, then what's going to happen is Shmuel will die younger, but no one will say that he died younger because he did something wrong, because they will see that he aged out and so there was some sort of natural phenomenon that took place. Hainu dechsev, and that's what it says. V'shol yoshev ba'giva tachas ha'eshol ba'rama. That Shaul was sitting in Giva under the tree in Rama. V'chimani in Giva etzol Rama. What does Giva have to do with Rama? El olam l'cha to tell you, mi garam l'shol sheyeshev ba'giva shtei shanim u'mechza. Who created the scenario where Shaul was sitting in Giva 2.5 years? Tfiloso shel Shmuel haramasi. That Rama of that pasuk is an allusion to Shmuel, who had this tefillah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to extend the life of Shaul, and therefore he owes that extension to the tefillos of Shmuel. Umi midchi gavra mekame gavra. And do we just push one person for the sake of another person? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really have had Shmuel pass away just so that we could move forward with the destiny of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, moving towards David HaMelech? In, says the Gemara, yes, that can happen. To Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says the name of Yonasan, my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says, Chotzavti Baneviim Haragtim Beimrei Fi? That I have chotzavti b'neviim, I have dug out my words by the neviim. Haragtim b'imrei fi, I have killed them with the words of my mouth. B'maaseim lo nemar, doesn't say they were killed because of what they did wrong. Ela b'imrei fi, but they were killed because of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ama milchi gavra mekamri gavra. We see that one person can be pushed aside for another person, and therefore, in order to make room for the ascension of David HaMelech, Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated it such that Shmuel would meet a premature demise. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Ava Yaseh B'Sudasa, the Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak were sitting at a meal. Amar Le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman says Rav Yitzchak, Lema Mar Milsa, you should say something over, say a Devar Torah. Amar Le, Rav Yitzchak says, Hachin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you a statement, Rabbi Yochanan, E Masichim Besuda, you shouldn't talk while you're in the middle of a Suda, Shema Yachtim Kana Leveshet, because you don't want the windpipe to come before the Veshet, the esophagus, in terms of you don't want to choke on your food, V'yavulude Sakana, and then you'll come to a Sakana, so I'm not going to talk to you during the meal. Basu Desod, but after they finished eating, Amar Le, Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, Hachin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, you should know something. Yaakov Avinu, he never died. Amar Le, so Rav Nachman says, Rav Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu never died. V'chi b'chdi softu saftaina, v'chantu chatyaya, v'kavru karbaya. What does that mean? People gave him a hesped, people embalmed him, people buried him. What happened to all those people and the different things that they did? And these are explicit psukim. So if all these things happened, of course Yaakov Avinu died. So Amar Le, Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, Mikra ani dorish. I'm telling you, Apostle Shenemar, it says, Va'ata al tira avdi Yaakov ne'um Hashem. You shouldn't be afraid, my servant Yaakov, the words of Hashem, Ve'al techas Yisrael, and you shouldn't become broken, Klal Yisrael, ki hinini Moshe Yaakov mirachok, because I'm going to save you from afar. Ve'zaracha me'eretz shivyom. And your zaracha, your children, I will return them from their land of captivity. So this pasuk seems to suggest that not only will the children of Yaakov be saved, but Yaakov himself, Makishu Lazaro, compares Yaakov Avinu to his children, Mazaro Bechayim, just as his children are discussed as being alive and therefore being returned. They're captives, but they're alive. Afu Bechayim. So too Yaakov Avinu ultimately is alive.